following program was pre-recorded. To ask a question on the air, call 1-800-229-3000 Monday through Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific. Welcome to New Life Live, the premier place to receive free advice from Christian psychologists and counselors for the mental, emotional, relational, and spiritual challenges you face. Since 1988, we've offered compassionate responses that combine God's truth with proven psychological principles to guide you toward healing. Our phone lines are open. Call us now at 1-800-229-3000.
I told you we'd make it to the weekend, and here we are. Welcome, one and all, to New Life Live. I'm your host, Brian Perez, and here to talk about some of life's most challenging dilemmas, we've got Becky Brown, a licensed professional clinical counselor who happens to be the president of New Life Ministries. Becky, always nice to see you.
Happy Friday.
Friday, I like that. And for the third time this week, what a treat, it's clinical psychologist Dr. Jill
Hubbard.
Oh,
boy.
Bringing her back.
Jill. Yeah. Hello, guys.
Hi.
How are you?
Doing well.
Okay. Last time when we were together, it was Giving Tuesday, and you talked about giving. Well, today, I am talking about gift giving. So not just the monetary kind, but gift giving. Because isn't it stressful around the holidays?
Yes.
And it is December 5th, and we are well into it. And I do Thanksgiving, so I don't start. I can only do one holiday at a time. So as soon as the dishes are put away, okay, now I'm into Christmas. Mm. And so we have to jump on it. But it can be stressful. And for moms, it can be like a third job. So I have a little bit of Jill's gift-giving guide here. Okay?
Ooh.
So first of all, we don't want to lose the art of giving because I think it's important. And I have a daughter and a niece that work in retail management. And they just want to throw their hands up. And it's like, no. It's important. Because one, and you mentioned something. Some of these. Giving is a mood elevator. Mm. It increases our connections to the person we're giving the gift to.
Ooh.
And it states that you care. So those are all good things, right? And so we have to try to keep, you know, the focus right and not go totally askew, right? I grew up with divorced parents. And my dad was the more the merrier. For Christmas dinner, we rolled out butcher paper because he owned a paper company and paper plates. And he would find whatever was a deal, and everybody got the same gift. So whether you were his daughter or the neighbor next door, you got a hair dryer
so
or whatever.
The thought didn't count, right?
No. The thought did not count. Whereas my mom, you know, we ate on the linens and fine china, and she's very thoughtful gift giver. So I try to incorporate both, and I try to go for also thoughtful over expensive because you shouldn't have to spend a lot of money to prove to someone that you love them or care about them, right? And so, although my new husband should probably start his shopping, so I hope that he's listening, because I love giving gifts, but I do like receiving a few, too.
It's your love language, obviously.
Yes, it is. Okay, so I think we can get creative in our giving, regardless of your means, like the excuse of, oh, I don't have any money, or it's not going to be good enough. It's not an excuse, because gifts can be homemade. They can be written. They can be time together.
Mm-hmm.
They can be coupons for a later date when you have the money. We can get really creative.
I love that.
To think about with people, what do they need, right? What stage of life are they in? Where are they at in that life? Do they need something that helps them be more playful? Or do they need the useful and practical? Do they need something that's like a little more special or something that's, you know, like heart-touching? So to kind of think about when you're giving gifts. Okay, so I have so much more to say. And the music's going. So in the past, like I really like giving books. And so I've shared this before. My daughter calls me the passive-aggressive book giver because I give them the books that they never knew they needed.
Yes,
right? They're
yes.
like, I never knew I needed 100 days of freedom Healing. From shame.
Yes, yeah.
Right? So, and in fact, this year I am going to be giving Mark Cameron's book, Understanding Your Attachment Style.
Great
it's such
gift.
A good one. And Cindy Martin's book, Choosing Intimacy.
I love that.
So those are going to be some good ones on my book list. Also, for the person who has everything, Pet Rocks. There used to be them, but I have found someone that will paint a picture of your pet on a rock for really cheap.
Oh,
it's the best gift ever. Okay,
great
more
idea.
After this.
We'll be back.
Are you ready for the holidays or are you dreading the holidays? Well, we have a new webinar and it's called Healthy Holiday Boundaries. The holiday season often brings joy, but it also can bring pressure, guilt, and emotional overwhelm. Healthy Holiday Boundaries is a 90-minute faith-based webinar. You'll learn how to protect your peace, manage expectations, and set healthy limits without guilt. Whether you're facing family tensions, an overcommitted schedule, or emotional fatigue, this webinar will help you reclaim calm and connection. This isn't just information, it's an invitation.
The Healthy Holidays Boundaries webinar is Wednesday evening, December 10th. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go online to newlife.com. Experience the freedom Christ offers and discover how to give your best yes and your healthiest no this holiday season. 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We started the program with Dr. Jill Hubbard telling us how to give gifts. Now we're going to hear what Jill wants for Christmas.
Well, no. I'm talking about, you know, what you can do that's creative but helpful for others in your life. So I mentioned the books. You know, everybody loves seeing a picture of their pet. For young people, they need practical things. Like for stocking stuffers, you know, deodorant and room spray.
Or gas cards.
Gas cards, yes, things like that. I'm also going to be giving out soap and shower gel, this product that I love, and I'm not going to mention here because I'm not doing a commercial for them. And you can give it to people, and especially old people, because sometimes how do you tell them they have old person smell? But you say, here's my favorite product. So I hope you'll enjoy using it. And then you've cured that. So sometimes giving the thoughtful gifts. Okay. But in all of the fun, I would say that, and I was talking about gratitude at Thanksgiving, we want to carry it on through the holidays. Mm-hmm. Don't ruin your holidays over the gifts.
Right. Yeah.
And every year I try to figure out, you know, I'm in my 60s and I'm still trying to master this of how I can be joyful and merry through the holidays and not stressed out and keeping Jesus the main focus. Mm-hmm. So make it fun. Don't spend all your money.
And if you get any kind of lotions or soap, you might have old people smell.
Yeah, I know. It's really bad. And how do you tell someone?
Save us, Brian.
Okay. Yes, yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. That wasn't deep and spiritual, but it's all about Jesus.
No, it made us laugh, and we love that.
That's right.
Thank you, Joe.
Yes. Let's go to Will in Queens, New York, who listens to us on Sirius XM, Channel 131. Hey, Will. Thanks for calling in today to New Life Live.
Hi.
Doing well. How can we help you?
Well, I had a question. I'm trying to figure out how to go forward, how to navigate establishing a relationship with my adult daughter going forward, because things have become really messed up. Like, I feel she's become very manipulative. Mm. She only calls when she wants money. She's not reciprocal. She lived with me last year for like 6 months. She got very disrespectful, cursing me and everything. Mm-hmm. I try to stay, I'm trying to stay there for her, but she's really making it hard. I don't know, you know, really if I should just keep trying to love her and be nice and be there, or just let go, let God deal with her.
How old is she, Will? How old is she?
She's 28. She'll be 29 in next month, January.
They think they know everything.
Yeah. But, you know, she's also, I know she's been through a lot. Me and her mother were never married. We were both very young when we had her. And she's actually had been perpetrated upon as a kid. She said by a male and a female. Mm. She was in, and I didn't know till she was 21. Mm. Her mother and her family knew, but they did nothing. I didn't know until she was 21. Mm. So I told her I would go to the police with her. I'll be with her all the way. But it has to be what she wants to do, because I just found out. But she never wanted to do anything.
Mm. But, I'm so sorry.
So she has that. And she's just, I wasn't there as much as I should have been, if I would have did things the right way. But I didn't know the Lord at the time. When I got to know the Lord, I tried to be there more. and as so, much as I could.
So, Will, you were there through her growing up? Like, you saw her regularly?
Yeah, pretty much until she turned about 11, 12. Mm-hmm. And that's on me, pretty much, because that's when I met my wife now. And I kind of started spending more time with her. And mm-hmm. I missed a couple of things that she was important to her, and I wasn't there for that. And then she turned into a teenager, and she kind of just pulled off herself.
Well, she's got a lot of anger. I mean, Will, that's the challenge that you have, is it's not that you're going to write her off. Like, you know, you love her, but the relationship is tricky because of her pain that she lives with and your guilt, like, because you have guilt about the disconnection that you've experienced. But
well, and she probably feels abandoned by you.
Absolutely.
Like, even though you were doing good things for your life, she wasn't as included. And that changed. So it's kind of like you chose your wife over her, but she was there first.
Right.
And that's, you know, it's a hard thing to navigate anyway.
Yeah,
and
but it can be resolved.
It can be repaired.
Will, have you guys ever used a counselor or pastor or any kind of work to kind of go through the healing process for your relationship with your daughter?
Well, I was thinking of doing that when she lived with me last year. I was getting to the point where I was thinking, I was telling my wife we should probably start going to counseling, see if she will come to counseling with us. And but just for a little backdrop, she had been in a same-sex marriage before she moved in with me, and we were praying for her. And when she moved in, she was getting divorced. She was breaking up from that. She asked for a Bible. She said she wanted to start going to church, start doing things new. She was trying to renew her life. But I think she got mixed up with the wrong people a couple months into it.
Right.
And she started hacking out all night and going back into the old ways. Mm. And so when I would tell her, where were you? You didn't let us know. She started saying, what do you want, a play-by-play?
Right. But, Will, here's the thing. Here's the thing. She is so at odds with herself.
Yeah.
There's so much going on inside of her. And so when you're asking her something like that, you're looking from the outside. You're like, of course you should be responsible and do the right thing. But you haven't addressed the inside. And I would say a session with a counselor with you and your daughter. Eventually you can bring your wife in. But what we're talking about is that connection that you have with her. Whatever choices she makes in her life, it's great that you allowed her to live with you for a while, but what I'm hearing is then you're reacting from a father standpoint that was with her the whole time.
Yeah.
And you don't have that privilege. You don't have that.
And disrespect equals her anger at you.
Yeah.
So instead of, don't you talk to me that way, it's more about, what's causing you to be so angry with me, sweetheart?
Right.
And instead of, where were you, it's, you know, I'm concerned about you. When you don't, you're an adult, I realize that, but when you don't come home, I worry, and I worry about your safety. What's going on?
What does she say? What was the last thing that she said to you, Will, as far as your relationship with her?
Well, so that's the thing. She, a couple months, so I basically ended up, because we got into really heat, bad argument, but she was, you know, I was in her face. She's cursing me, calling me all sorts of names.
It wasn't and your so best day, was it, Will? Oh, gosh.
And I felt bad that I really feel bad. I ended up giving her 2 weeks to get out, and so she left.
So you're both,
She called a couple, like a month later, because she needed money. I helped her get a car, and it got crashed, and she needed money to, I got told she needed money. So then that started that. So this last time I spoke to her was last week, and she called for money again because her cat died and she needed money to cremate it. And I said, you know, I don't have it. Plus, when she lived with me, she had 7 cats. We let them live in the basement. She took 3 of them. 4 of them are still in the basement from last year. Mm. We've been telling her, you got to get your cats. You got to get your cats.
Well, but see, here's the thing. Well, what you're talking about, though, there's a lot of dysregulation that's going on in the relationship. And the big blow up comes from all the pain that you are experiencing, all the pain that she's experienced. There's nothing that is rational that's happening right now. The cat thing, you could resolve that pretty quick. You can take them to a shelter and she can go get them. I mean, like, she doesn't need seven cats if she doesn't have money to do her life. Right. And that's not punitive. That's just a rational decision. But I think the challenge that you have is to decide, if I'm going to be in her life, I have to recognize there's a lot of wounds that she's carrying around. Mm-hmm. And I got a lot of wounds carrying around.
And she's reacting not always as a 28-year-old,
right,
but all the other ages inside of her,
yes,
and ages where she was hurt.
And to Will, we don't even know what went on in your background.
True.
And so you've got the pain that this is what happens in relationship, mm-hmm, is that my wounding impacts with your wound. It's like two open sores that kind of come together. Yeah, and it's painful. Mm-hmm. And so your challenge is, you know, what kind of relationship do I want to have as far as it depends on me?
Right.
And that's...
And taking care of your side of the street.
Right. And that's where the therapy will come in.
But here's the thing. Instead of giving her money, why not offer to pay for her therapy? Hmm. Like, she needs to get into some therapy.
But I would have both of them go first, because if you say to her, you need therapy, you're going to have World War III all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Will, we're going to send you a copy of Doing Life with Your Adult Children from the newlife.com store. Thank you so much for calling in today to New Life Live. And now we're going to go to McKinney, Texas, to Thomas, who listens on KWRD. Hey, Thomas. Thanks for calling in today. Thomas, are you there? Thomas, did you press mute on your phone?
Because sometimes that does happen.
Yeah, most of the time, that's what it is. We don't realize it, or we're holding the phone and our cheek accidentally hits the mute button. Thomas, are you there?
No.
Okay, so we'll put Thomas on hold and see if we can come back to him a little bit later. And in the meantime, I'll tell you about the matching gift challenge that we've got going on here at New Life right now. Every gift you give helps someone take the next step toward freedom and restoration, just like our first caller, Will. Your generosity truly changes lives $1 at a time. And actually, because we're in the middle of a matching gift challenge, your generosity changes lives $2 at a time. Becky, Thanksgiving was more than a week ago, but we can't help but continue to be thankful when our viewers and listeners contribute towards the match.
Well, you know, I said it already. Generosity changes lives.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's the life that your giving makes a difference for, or whether it's your own, because you want to invest in what God is doing through New Life. There's not very many places, I can't think of any, and I'm looking all the time, where you can hear godly professional counseling for free on a phone call to a radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And what you may not realize is that it's all over the world now because of the internet. You've heard of that thing. We have listeners in England, in Pakistan, in Australia, they're hearing godly counsel. You know, our co-hosts, all of us, we have a deep walk with Christ, and we've done our work. And so, you know, if you believe in what we're doing and you think that it's important in this world where everything feels like it's going off the rails, give to New Life. You're going to make a difference not only in your life, but in the lives of so many people.
Yep. And you can give online at newlife.com/match, or you can text the word match to 28950. That's my favorite way of doing it. Or you can call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let's go to the phones. Alex in Canada. Hey,
see?
We were just talking about that. And now we're going to prove it. Alex listens to us on Sirius XM, channel 131. Hey, Alex, welcome to New Life Live.
Hey there. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Really appreciate it. I was telling the screener that I recently heard a call on New Life Live where there's a woman that had a husband that had an affair for decades, and after all that, went through all kinds of things, and he couldn't show any emotion. Mm. And I feel like I'm that guy.
Mm.
After pornography use against my wife, I've been over 5 years now since D-Day, and I find I have no emotion, like, for anything. Even my dad passed away a couple of years ago, I had no emotion for that either, and it's really concerning because I've spent so much money on coaching and podcasts. I've read Intimate Deception a couple times. Therapy, I just find I'm at my wit's end, and my wife is dying inside because she can be sitting there expressing her pain right in front of me in tears, and I'm just there stone-faced, and I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Hold on,
painful
Alex.
For both of you.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got to take a break, but you've given us a lot to talk about, and we're going to help you as best we can, Alex. Thank you so much for calling in from Canada. Thank you for listening on Sirius XM, channel 131. If you've got one of those satellite radio things in your car or in your home, you can listen that way as well on channel 131. Plus, of course, there's the New Life app. So many ways to listen nowadays, as we were talking about earlier, from all over the world. So thank you, Alex. We'll be right back with you here on New Life Live. And anybody who's new to our program, you can find out about us at newlife.com and follow us on social media as well. We'll be back here on New Life Live.
Hello, everybody. It's Becky Brown, and I'm coming to you with an urgent need. There are many people that are in difficult relationships, difficult places in their lives.
How do I navigate through that and not to hurt my son?
We had some generous friends of New Life that started a matching gift, and every gift will be doubled up to $475,000. The matching window closes December 31st, so don't wait. Every moment matters in recovery, healing, and restoration.
I do a lot of work in my local church, and so just being able to hear y'all work through some of these situations really helps me to have some insight on how to help others.
Make your gift today by going to newlife.com, click on donate, or text the word match to 28950. You can also call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Together, we will bring hope and help to so many more people. And I want to say thank you in advance. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or you can text the word MATCH to 28950.
Do you need help for life's hard situations?
My husband recently said he wanted a divorce.
I'm confused on what I should do.
I have an eating disorder.
New Life Live answers your questions on relationships, grief, addiction, trauma, anxiety, and much more, all from a biblical perspective with our panel of professional counselors and psychologists.
I learn a lot from your program.
You help so many people.
I appreciate your ministry.
Whether you listen or watch, there are so many ways to connect with us to ask our panel of counselors a question. Call us Monday through Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific at 1-800-229-3000 to ask your question on New Life Live. Or go to newlife.com/radio for other ways to get your question answered.
I'm trying to find help.
I just want to know how to set boundaries.
If it's a sin, what am I supposed to do?
Need a therapist or a coach, a resource or an intensive? Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
And let's go back to North Montana, also known as Canada. Here is Alex, who's listening to us on Sirius XM channel 131. You still with us, Alex?
Yes, I am.
All right.
All right, I have a question for you, Alex. When you say D-Day, does that mean you've been clean and sober since then, or... Is that
or that yes. was just the discovery?
You have been clean and sober.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Or abstinent.
I'm in 12-step. I've completed the 12 steps. I don't want to make it sound like I'm checking off boxes, but I'm.
Well, but we're mm-hmm. looking for boxes to be checked off.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
If you're not doing some work,
you got to do the legwork.
I would also say you're not ever done with the 12 steps. Like you may have heard us say this. But you just keep working it. Yes, just mm-hmm. keep working it. But I also want to go way back to the mm-hmm. beginning of time in your life, Alex. Would you describe yourself as someone who used to be emotionally present and being able to express emotions or connect with emotions of other people?
Not really, no.
Okay.
This has been lifelong.
Yeah, because Jill and I were talking about, you know, sometimes we try to solve a problem that's not really the problem. Mm-hmm. But the big problem here is how do you connect with your wife? And these are all kind of getting, you know,
Well, and so another angle on that being lifelong is when, like, is there a time that you can think back to of when it was not safe to feel? Now, if you've never felt, maybe, you know, then it's back even before you remember.
Hmm. Well, through therapy and counseling and everything, I'm finding, like, in the first 10 years of our marriage, you would have thought everything was perfect and just glorious, but now after everything I've learned, I'm going, was that all fake on my part? Like, I'm just, I've never considered this before, and now I'm wondering, is my spirit sealed or seared now? Am I, my conscience seared? I'm like, what's going on with me now? Because I would have told you that my wife was the best thing in the world that ever happened to me, but now I'm told.
Which is a really feeling.
Me. But, well, or sorry, Alex, what did you just say?
I would have thought, like, in our first 10 years that my wife was the best thing that ever happened to me in my life, and we had the best marriage in the world, but the whole time now I'm seeing that I've been lying to her, like, right from the get-go, like, lying about the pornography use in my earlier life. Like, as a teenager,
right?
Right. Later in life, before I met her, and
right, right. It's confusing, but the key here, Alex, is that you're looking. Mm-hmm. So when you talk about, you know, being emotionally numb, I want you to recognize that that curiosity is very important. You're searching for that connection, which is, you know, that's a really powerful thing. We want people to have a full range of emotions, but those aren't necessarily described by somebody else. But because you're feeling uncomfortable, the fact that you don't, you know, you can't connect with her the way you want to, now you're looking for the answer to why that's happening. And those are all good things. One question about emotions: do you ever laugh? Do you ever get, you know, big belly laugh, or, you know, like things that bring emotions, you joy? Does anything like that?
I used to.
Okay.
I don't really partake in my hobbies anymore.
Okay. Well, so here's the other part of that. Have you ever been checked or assessed for depression? Because when you...
Yeah.
And was there a diagnosis?
People have said yes. I'm okay. For depression.
Okay. The reason why is because porn use is highly associated with depression, and your brain has been changed. So it's not irreparable. It's not like you can't ever get to a better place. But if depression is untreated, it just gets worse. And so if you're not having treatment for depression, but you're looking for some way to have that emotional connection.
Well, right. And there's no magic
correct
answer, right? There isn't just one thing, Alex. It's a whole host of things. And so, yes, you're doing the work. But looking back to when you started the pornography, there's a reason you started it. There's either life was too overwhelming, or you didn't know what to do with feelings, and it was a long time ago.
Was it accessible to Alex? Like, what was your first exposure?
Oh, probably 7 or 8.
Yeah.
No, my parents were kind of, they weren't bad parents, but they were never emotionally present at all. Like, they were there.
So you didn't learn it.
Right.
You didn't learn how to be emotionally connected or feel it from a young age.
But that's the reason why it's good that you're looking. Mm-hmm. You want to have this. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you want to have this with your wife, which is, those are all good things. But, you know, like I said before, if you are experiencing depression and it's untreated, it's going to be really hard. Because when people struggle with depression, you know, you don't know you need help until you get it, and then that fog starts to lift.
Well, yeah, because it depresses all your feelings.
Right.
So, and it helps to keep you kind of numb.
And if your family of origin weren't able to express, this is a learning process. But but I want to say to you, Alex, this is fixable. And to
don't give up,
and to keep doing the work. But maybe address the depression. Get into connection groups that are not problem solved. Like, I love recovery groups, and I want you to do that.
And coaching. But this isn't just solving a problem.
Right.
This is a process and a journey that you are on.
Of rebuilding your life. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Alex, don't hang up. We've got to take a break, and we're going to talk to you a little bit more because there's one other thing that we want to suggest to you here at New Life Live. Thanks so much for calling in today, by the way, from Canada, and for listening to us on Sirius XM. We will be right back here on New Life Live.
My husband addicted to pornography for the majority of our marriage. I was very isolated and didn't really know which way to turn.
If you've been affected by betrayal, an emotional or physical affair, or pornography, the Restore Intensive will equip you with support and tools to help you through.
I went to the Restore Conference, which seems to be the missing puzzle piece where I was able to find my voice.
When two people want to do their part, we can be restored. But if they don't, we are not stuck because someone else made a decision. God lets us weigh in on how we want to walk out our lives.
The Restore Intensive is coming to Dallas, Texas, March 6th to the 8th. Register online at newlife.com or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Enter the code NLL for a discount.
I'm navigating my world now. It feels so wonderful.
I've had a great experience at Restore.
1-800-NEW-LIFE and the discount code NLL.
I was sort of vaguely familiar that the 12 steps had some origination in the Bible. I found Life Recovery. And one of the things I liked so much was that it had such a broad appeal. It wasn't limited to just alcohol or drugs, that it was addressing a wide range of problems.
At New Life, we believe everyone can benefit from a life recovery experience. There are life recovery groups all over the country. They take place online, in conference calls, and in person. And if there isn't one in your area, we can help you start one. We have startup materials, leaders' guides, CDs, Bibles, and more, all with discounts available for groups. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask for Terry Ward. The 12 steps have long been a great help to people in recovery because much of the 12 steps' power comes from the fact that they capture principles clearly revealed in the Bible.
The 12 steps is really a pattern for all of us as Christians.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
So, Alex, want to let you know about the next Everyman's Battle Intensive. There's actually one this weekend in Washington, D.C., but then our next one is January 23rd in Orange County, California. You can find out all the details about it online at newlife.com or by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We also have a Everyman's Battle Intensive that you could check out.
A podcast, or right?
What did I say?
Yeah.
Intensive. We were talking about the intensive.
Yeah, and Alex, even though you've been in recovery times 5 years in that maybe really working for you, sometimes the weekends are just that added shot in the arm.
Yeah.
Because you're immersed for 48 hours.
I have a question for Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Alex, what does your wife think about all of this? If I were talking to her, what would she say?
She would say she's absolutely frustrated with me not being able to stay present with her when she's in her pain and not being able to show emotion and empathy or remorse. And she's at her wit's end, and I feel like obviously if everything goes sideways and it ruins the marriage, I know it's still on me at the end of the day.
Have you done work together?
Not really, no.
Okay, that has to happen.
Yeah, it does.
Because
you guys need help.
Yeah, because you had it one way for so long that in the beginnings of your relationship weren't the real you, and I don't know that you're still there. I mean, like, if depression, I'm beating that drum, but it makes a difference. But she also is married to a different man now. And this is frustrating, but you can't do this by yourself. We've helped a lot of couples. I would say, you know, if you don't go to Everyman's Battle, the two of you come to Intimacy and Marriage, because
is in February, also in Orange County, California.
Yeah. But you have to have tools to connect. And you've just described what, you know, you've been through. We don't know her part of the story, there's help, Alex. Mm-hmm. There's help.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Thank you so much for calling in today, Alex, to New Life Live. One other thought. There's a book in the newlife.com store called Healing is a Choice. Are feelings a choice? Is it one of these things where we need to, as they say, fake it till you make it?
A little bit.
A little bit. I think the better way to say it is face it till you make it. But I also think a lot of people think that they can't help their feelings. But you can if you identify them. Mm-hmm. And that's where I think it gets a little bit confusing for people, because they'll say, I couldn't help it. It's like, well, you know, you get into habits of feelings, too.
Right, yeah. Right. And in our marriage intensive, we also teach you how to listen and hear the other person's feelings. Because it starts with action steps, right? And to be able to hear someone is really important. And that sounds like it's what Alex's wife is craving.
Yep, yeah. For sure. Thanks for calling in today to New Life Live. And you know, Christmas is just 20 days away. You may be feeling overwhelmed. Did you hear that? By family expectations, overcommitment, or emotional pressure. And all the people said amen.
Yeah, but I got Jill's gift giving ideas.
Yes,
oh, that's true.
We've got to keep it joyful and fun.
That's right. Be creative.
Yes.
Now, we've got a webinar coming up that will help you find calm, connection, and Christ-centered balance this holiday season. It's called Healthy Holiday Boundaries. Plan to join us this coming Wednesday, the 10th, at 7 p.m. Central Time. Before you buy another $20 gift card for someone, buy something for yourself.
That's right.
A registration for this webinar. But Becky, somebody might say, it's better to give than to receive. Wouldn't it be selfish to give myself something?
No. It's like what you were saying, Jill, making the list and checking it twice because you're preparing for this. But this is an online webinar. Mm-hmm. You're going to hear from Eric Thomas, who is going to do a great teaching on how to understand boundaries in the holidays and what is coming up for you. A lot of times our boundary issues are historical. Mm-hmm. You know, everything from we're supposed to do it at, you know, grandma's house at this time, always, you know, it may not be that way. And how to increase the flexibility, how to say no when you need to say no, so that you show up as your best self.
Mm-hmm.
90 minutes online. You're going to have an opportunity to ask a question. You'll be anonymous, so your face doesn't have to be on the screen.
And that's a good point.
Yes, I hear that from time to time. Mm-hmm. But we would love for you to join us on Wednesday.
Yep. Get all the details at newlife.com. Here's a question that was sent in online, because you can send your questions in online, too. Go to newlife.com/radio to find out how to do that. Kim sent us this email. Should I confront my 28-year-old daughter who makes questionable choices regarding relationships? She just ended a year-long relationship and jumped right into another. After 1 month, she moved in with the guy, and all the while lying to us, her family. She also claims to be a Christian. Should I confront her or continue to pray that the Lord will intervene? What do you guys think?
Well, first of all, confrontation doesn't always go well with 28-year-old adult daughters. The big thing is she asking for your advice? Probably not. If she's keeping things from you, the goal that you want is to increase that vulnerability to know about her life. And but if you confront her, you're definitely slamming the door, because she's not asking.
Well, and if it comes across critical, judgmental in any way,
and it will,
you've just lost the battle. So you have to take the emotion out of it.
Yeah.
And you want to create dialogue, conversation, and a place that's safe for her to explore her life with you.
Yeah.
So very neutral. It's like, oh, how's it going? How's it going with this relationship?
Right.
You know, is this one different than the last one? Without the judgment of, oh my gosh, you're jumping in and out of relationship.
Yeah. And that's where your prayers are going to come in handy. You know, because you want to pray that God would be present in her life in all forms. You know, we don't know what their storyline is going to be, you know, and as parents, we watch and we go, oh, I wanted so much for you. I wanted so much more. And that's where some of that angst is coming from. Kim, you could make a choice, or you could make a case. She's doing the wrong thing. She's, you know, saying one thing and doing another. We get all of that. But will that create a connection with her?
Yeah, because if you just tell her what she's doing is wrong.
Right.
No,
right.
It's not
and
gonna work.
I think a lot of times in parenting your adult children, you think that you're still parenting them. And you're done.
You're
done with that. You're done with that. You want to be looked at as someone who loves them, You know, you may not approve of everything that they do, but you approve of them as a human that you brought into the world. And, you know, to try and make the connections so that you take, and I don't know how close you live to each other, but, you know, regular intervals of connecting can make a big difference where she would tell you what's going on in her life. It's really scary when they get to be out on their own and you're like, didn't I tell you not to.
I know. Yeah. But you listen for where they have doubts.
Right.
And then you try to be curious with them.
Right, right.
So those are those moments where you can then kind of step in. And you have to earn the right. So
right.
If there's distance there and she's not talking to you, you have to look at yourself. Why isn't she talking to you?
Right.
Me?
One of the things that I've been doing, because I have adult, all of my kids are, you know, old. And my mother is still alive and she's 91 and a half. Oh. And I have watched her navigate the relationships in our whole family.
Yeah.
She knows her great grandkids and they know her. Which
yeah,
is astonishing.
Yeah.
But the one thing that she does so well, Fontella, she loves people where they are.
Yes. That's
and that
so
is,
good.
It is a skill that I hope to have someday.
Mm-hmm.
But it really is. I just watch her and I think, I want to do more of that. And it can be done. It can be done. But if you confront your daughter, you are guaranteed to have a door shut in your face, and then you'll be like one of our previous callers where it's like, how do I get back into that relationship?
So, like we said, it's hard to parent adult children. But in Kim's case, she's saying that her daughter is lying to us. So,
well, she's 28 point, and doesn't live at home.
Right. But so I guess my question is, you know, at what point as parents, we want to know everything that our kids are doing, I guess. But if we find out that they're lying to us,
well,
should we?
Okay. And so why are they feeling the need to hide that part of their life is a question.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't get, like my daughter flat out tells me, Mom, you don't get to know everything. I know you want to know everything, but you don't get to know everything.
Right.
And it's like, okay, I can respect
and at
that.
28, you don't get to know everything.
No.
You don't.
Yeah.
As much as you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Jill and I talk about this because we're both therapists and we're very curious.
And I have a 28-year-old.
But
the fact that she's lying to them, okay, so either she already knows they aren't going to approve, right? Or she's not feeling good about it.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the key is she knows. When people lie to you, it's because they're trying to present a different version of themselves to you.
Yeah.
And many times, you can create a safe space for whatever version shows up. I'm going to love you and accept you.
Mm-hmm.
I may not like what's coming out of your mouth right now, but...
And realize that we sound way more judgmental and critical than we think we do.
That's
as
right.
moms.
All right, Kim, thanks for submitting your question online, at newlife.com/radio. Now let's talk to Esther. Wait a minute, is that the music I hear? It's the music I hear. Okay, Esther, hang on. We've got to take a break, and then we'll come back to you. Thank you so much for calling in today to New Life Live. I'm Brian Perez here with Becky Brown and Dr. Jill Hubbard, and we love talking to you guys, so call in when we are here.
We've been married 33 years. We attended the Intimacy and Marriage Workshop. Even though we've read books or attended a few other marriage weekends, this was certainly different and a lot more intensive than initially that we thought.
When you come to Intimacy and Marriage, you're going to be immersed into a 3-day process.
Was not really sure exactly what to expect, but the idea of learning to really understand intimacy was intriguing. We had been in the same patterns of struggle over and over again.
If you've thought, I don't think we can ever change, we're just in this rut and we can't get out, the Intimacy in Marriage Workshop can help you get out of the rut.
The Intimacy in Marriage Weekend is February 13th to the 15th in Orange County, California. Register online at newlife.com or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and use the code NLL for a discount. 1-800-639-5433.
I would highly recommend it.
For over 35 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addiction, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
I found a counselor through New Life Ministries, and it's just been outstanding.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man, and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time, it is different.
If you're ready to take the first steps toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door for a better tomorrow.
To get someone that's competent, that's good at what they do, it's been like day and night compared to what I've had before.
Call 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
And now let's talk to Esther in Los Angeles. Hello, Esther. Thank you so much for calling in today to New Life Live.
Hello, people of God. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well.
Yes. I'm just excited to be on the platform today, and I'm thankful for you. Honored to your platform, and thank you for taking my question as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what is that question?
Yes, my question is this. Well, I've been married for about 7 months now, and I am so excited to be on the show to tell you guys that I see a difference between a role of the modern wife and the traditional wife in this culture in this day and age. And I believe as a woman of God, we can go in both roles of a traditional wife and a modern wife. And I saw myself before I got married more as the modern woman, you know, working at Walgreens and stuff like that and having a job in customer service. But now that I'm married, I see myself as more as the traditional wife at home, but I am going back to school. So I do see myself in both roles. But what do you feel about what society sees as like a modern wife and a traditional wife, and the differences? Can women of God be both modern wife and traditional wife at the same time?
It's funny, Esther, it's funny that you're asking this, because Jill and I literally at the break before we talked to you were talking about how different the culture is from mm-hmm. when our parents were raising us, our moms, you know, and just the different roles, you know.
It sounds like you're saying that a modern wife is one that works outside the home versus staying in the home. Is that right, Esther?
Right.
Yeah.
Right, like the six figs, the multi-million dollar, like the Kim Kardashian.
Well, but she's the exception, right? When you think about Esther, the Proverbs 31 woman is a traditional view. I mean, mm-hmm. and in that passage, it talks about, you know, she goes out and inspects the fields and she, you know, prepares the wool.
She does
and
a lot.
She does a lot. And sometimes the, you know, whatever, I don't even know how to say traditional, because when you think about it, when we were younger, we would get irritated at the Proverbs 31 woman because right. she was doing everything.
Too much.
Yeah. But I think, Esther, what you have to do, what every woman has to do, is seek God in what He is asking from you. Mm-hmm. So it may be that for a season you go to school. I mean, Jill and I obviously went to
yeah.
school. I was raising children when I was mm-hmm. going to school.
Studying when they went to sleep.
That's right?
Right.
Yeah. And that was back before computers. That goes way back. I mean, we had computers, but you didn't do
Barely.
School online. You
yeah.
know, you had to type things out.
You went
out.
To the library.
But, you know, when you're asking this question, you also have to be careful not to judge, because we don't know what women have to do. Like, you know, there's a lot of women that have to work.
Right.
There's
they
not
don't
an
have,
option.
Especially nowadays. They
yeah.
don't have the luxury of being a one-income household.
Yeah, they're not Kim Kardashian.
So, right. So I think the thing is, there's benefits to both. I do know, as a working mom, there was always a tension of not feeling like I did everything at home, you know, as well as I would have liked, and then not everything at work.
Right.
And so you have to adjust your expectations if you're going to add more things into the mix.
Right.
But I also knew that work gave me a structure that I needed. Mm-hmm. I you know, and so it helped me, I think, as a mom
right.
to also be working. Not everyone would agree with that
right.
because I do really value stay-at-home moms.
Right.
And there was a part of me that longed to be that.
But you know what I always, when I hear the term working mother, mm-hmm. every mother is working.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. It's so true.
One of them.
You don't stop.
Esther, does that help clarify or like, what do you think about what we're saying?
Yes, I do believe that everyone has a chance at like doing their best as a mom. And I do believe that sometimes the gift of motherhood, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy anyway. So families and marriages. So as mm-hmm. long as you keep a strong, you know, the others in the house, I believe that is a strong characterization of who God is, since he is the father. So I do believe in strong. I was raised by a single father. So I kind of understand dynamics, and I'm not a mom.
Esther, you didn't have a strong female presence then in your life?
Right.
Or did you? Did you have a grandmother, aunts, neighbors?
My dad's mother raised me, my grandma, and she passed away not a long time ago, but I think it was 2014, 13. But yes, she passed away, but my grandma came, she raised me, so I was able to learn how to like cook, and like the traditional roles.
Yeah.
But she was older, so she couldn't drive. My grandpa drives.
Mm.
So yeah, like the traditional, but I had strong women, like strong best friends that had homemaking moms, drive kids,
yeah.
house businesses in the city.
Well,
I learned a lot.
Esther, I love too. You said you don't have kids yet. And so, you know, when you were single, you're trying to further your life. Now that you're married, it sounds like you're seeing the benefit of caring for another.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, you know, we women are the nurturers and making a home. And there's something that is such great joy mm-hmm. in that. I mean, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
So I get off work and I go home and then it's like, okay, now I want to make a home because this is my happy place.
Mm-hmm. I think there's so much that we put on ourselves when we say you're supposed to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think, Esther, when you're talking about traditional roles versus modern roles, I think there's some supposed tos that are kind of getting wrapped up in there. And what I want for you is to lean into where God's directing you. I love when we hear stories about grandmothers raising their next generation. It's hard on those grandmas. Like you said, your grandma couldn't take you anywhere, but you had a grandpa that helped. So it's the family unit, and families come in all different shapes, sizes, you know, where you sometimes it's a different role. And so some of your search may be because you didn't have that right in front of you. But it's important for you to recognize that God's calling you into your life mm-hmm. and will put people in your life like your grandmother, like your dad,
and
your best friend's mom, that we learn from each of these roles that are around us. We have teachers that have impacted our life. I think about mm-hmm. teachers that I had growing up that all speak into your life. That's where connection is so
powerful.
Well, and
isn't, instead of modern versus traditional being about working, isn't it about the values, whether you work inside or outside the home.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the values. And maybe you are leaning now towards some traditional values, mm-hmm. whereas before you were more, like I said, just working on your own life.
Well, in this day, in this culture, being a follower of Jesus is considered to be pretty traditional,
mm-hmm.
and that can be challenging in and of itself. You know, so if you decide, my life is for Christ, and whatever I do is going to reflect him in my life,
mm-hmm.
and that's going to take some work,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I'm glad you're asking the question, Esther.
Yep.
And congratulations on being 7 months married.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of talk, and we're running out of time. But the trad wife, and I'm glad you guys mentioned that the Proverbs 31
trad.
Woman
traditional.
Yes.
Okay.
The Proverbs 31 woman is almost like you read that as a woman, you probably, I'm never going to be able to do that. And then there's the guys who probably say, I'm holding out for that Proverbs 31 woman. And
watch out. She's out there. Uh-huh. You know, I also think
they're holding out for Song of Solomon.
I think you're right.
Yeah. They don't read Proverbs 31.
I was going to say. But there are so many roles of women presented in the Word of God. Mm-hmm. You got Deborah, Lydia, Esther. I mean, there's so many of them that are not staying home, and there's nothing wrong with staying home.
Right.
It's literally seek what God has for your life and fulfill that, and you'll be blessed.
Yep. Esther, thanks for calling in today to New Life Live. I think we'll send you a copy of Dr. Henry Cloud's new devotional called To Know Him. God bless you. We'll see you at church this Sunday, and we'll talk to you again on Monday right here on New Life Live. Dr. Jill, Becky, great having you on today.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. Please join us again on Monday for New Life Live. The preceding program was pre-recorded.